Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of my favourite interviews to do each week, because it's just a way of chatting to people, ordinary people who do extraordinary things in their everyday lives. It's our Life in Five interview, and we just chat about faith and life. And it's really simple. We say, here's a list of questions, pick a few of them that you want to answer, and away we go. And our guest in the studio today is Linda Farley from County Cavan. Thank you for joining us in the studio today, Linda. How are you?
Thanks, Wendy. Really good, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your questions.
So I live in Castlerahan. It's just outside Oldcastle. We're kind of on the border of Meath and Cavan. And I'm married to Derry, and we have four children. We have twin girls, they're four, and we have two boys, 7 and 5.
Two boys and two girls.
Yes.
That's a gender balanced house, isn't it? Right, let's get into your questions. First question for you, Linda, is a favourite Bible verse and why?
So my favourite Bible verse would be Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I love Matthew. I think it really speaks to me of trust in the Lord, ask and accept in faith, and God will give good things to his children.
It's a beautiful scripture, but it can be a hard one as well to really believe ourselves. We have to kind of remind ourselves of it, don't we?
My sister said it to me when I was going through a difficult time, and it really, I suppose, my faith was at a funny place, and it really resonated with me. It was kind of, is it this simple? You know, just trust in the Lord. So that's my favourite.
Your second question, have you ever seen a miracle?
So I was 25 weeks pregnant with my twin girls, and we were sent to Dublin for a scan because some small thing had been picked up on a private scan. So the doctor discovered that one of my twin babies, Lily, only half of her heart had developed. She had hypoplastic right ventricle. And they explained that she was very ill. She had other conditions of the heart as well. She had three other conditions. And they just explained she was very ill and suggested a termination of the pregnancy. So I refused the termination, and they said they would give her compassionate care. So we were sent home with this, no hope really.
What does compassionate care mean?
It means that when Lily would be born, that they would just let her pass away. So we were sent home with this, and I really turned to... I first turned to my sister, and she turned me to God. And she said, she actually quoted that scripture to me and said, we need to ask God. We need to ask God to heal your baby and, accept in faith that this is his will. So that's what we've done. We really turned to God and turned to prayer, and we went everywhere. The Holy Spirit, that we believe the Holy Spirit was present in a special connection with people. And at one particular healing service I went to, I found like a heat going through my body, and I had just the most wonderful encounter with the Holy Spirit. I just had, so much stress and worry for what we were going through, and the babies, worry for both the babies. And I wasn't sleeping. I was just very anxious. And so when this man prayed over me, I had this incredible peace just come over me, and I was filled with a joy I'd never experienced before. And it just changed my thinking. It changed the way I was feeling about the whole situation. And I was really able to give it over to God. And so the miracle of it is that 6 weeks later, we went back to the hospital for another scan, and they discovered a flap in the valve of her heart, which put her in a completely different position. There was an operation they could do. So she had the operation at a day old. And she's four now, and she's just doing wonderful.
Do you ever think about what could have happened if you'd taken the doctor's advice for termination?
I do all the time. I think, my two girls wouldn't be here. There was the risk that we could have lost both if one was terminated, that the other baby would.
Did you feel supported in your decision to continue with the pregnancy?
I had huge support from my family and my friends, but I couldn't say I really had that support from the hospital. I felt that they were very cold about my decision to carry on with the pregnancy.
And when 6 weeks later you had that little miracle, what was the attitude then?
Just kind of, okay, still very much we'll give this a shot and we'll see if this works. And but we were almost dancing at this stage because we knew that God had intervened. We knew that her heart was fully formed at 6 weeks. A baby's heart is fully formed in the womb at 6 weeks after conception. And for this to happen at 32 weeks was just a miracle.
That's an amazing story. And I feel that the next question might be connected to that story. Is a time you heard something clear from God?
Oh, yes. So when I came home from the first appointment, I was obviously very upset and distressed. We were so devastated at the news. And my faith wasn't great at the time. But I remember my mum had given me a book a long time before that from Medjugorje. And it was Messages from Our Lady. And I just said, you know, kind of, what are you going to say to me now? And I opened the book and I read the first part of the message and it didn't really mean anything to me. And at the very end of the message, it said the operation will only be minor. And I just said, could this be just a coincidence? And I kind of, I showed it to my husband and he kind of passed it off as a coincidence. But we were back up in the hospital 2 weeks later. And again, this had given me great hope. And we came home and I opened the book again and I got the exact same message. And every time I had a wobble, I would open the book and I would get this message. The operation would only be minor. And the message was incredible because it was, you know, about, you know, my little one, I'm watching you and I'm with you. So for this to say the operation, it was almost as if it was put in there just for us. But so she really did only have very minor surgery when she was born.
And as you say, thriving today, 4 years old, doing great. Both girls, great to hear. Your fourth question, Linda, is a testing time in your life.
Yeah, the 6 weeks after we got the diagnosis was a very testing time. I suppose because we had been given really no hope from the doctors, so it was difficult. But I really learned in this time to lean on God and just trust the whole situation completely to Him.
And in that time where I suppose you were getting no human hope, did you find you were able to really get that hope from God?
I did. You know, from I went to that healer, I had just this incredible peace and I really didn't worry about the situation. It was like God carried me through the situation from then until the pregnancy, the end of the pregnancy. I had such peace about the whole situation.
Yeah. Amazing as well, because as you said, the doctors, they pretty much said Lily had no hope of survival.
Yeah, compassionate care was all they offered at the 25-week scan. Yeah, and then so like that, we had to go back every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks was the same thing until we hit about 32 weeks.
And when you kept going back, was it the same kind of attitude, a lack of support, or it was how you treat it?
It was very clinical. It was very much, you know the diagnosis and, you know, we're just scanning because you're still here and
you keep turning up.
Yes.
tell us about your last question now, Linda, is what makes you happy?
Well, obviously my family, so my husband and my children. I just love spending time with them and I really love having just a lazy day at home, just chilling, all of us. And we love to go for a walk in our local forest in Virginia and just spending time with my children and chatting and having something nice to eat.
The simple things in life.
Yes, exactly.
Linda, thanks so much for being our Life in 5 guest and for just sharing with us your incredible story. What a miracle that you experienced. And we really just appreciate you being with us here today. And if people want to know a little bit more about baby Lily, her story is on everylifecounts.ie and you can see.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.